Okay, so for those of you that have listened to the show regularly, you know that my family is a fan of Stranger Things. And I didn't think that I would be, because I'm not really a sci-fi sort of person. I didn't think I'd like Game of Thrones, and I enjoyed it. And I didn't think that I would like Stranger Things, but we've enjoyed it. And there are two things my 15-year-old loves right now, actually three. It's Gordon Ramsay, Wicked, and it's Stranger Things. So I thought tonight, I asked Josh earlier, I'm like, have you ever seen Stranger Things? And he's like, no. I'm like, okay. So we are going to play a game called Stranger Things or Normal Things, where I'm going to throw out a reference, and Josh is going to tell me, is it a reference from Stranger Things, or is it not a reference from Stranger Things? So, Josh, are you ready to go?
Let's do it.
Okay. First of all, the smoke monster. Is that from Stranger Things or Normal Things?
Normal Things.
Normal Things is correct. Yes, that is from the show Lost.
Yep.
That was from, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Let's go with James P. Sullivan.
Mm.
Is that Stranger Things or is that Normal Things?
I'm going to go Stranger Things. Mm.
No, James P. Sullivan was Sully's name in Monsters, Inc.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. Yep.
So.
Oh, boy.
So I guess we're keeping track. Are we going one?
I'll let you do the scorekeeping.
Okay. Yes. Please do. Doing this on the fly. Okay. Here's another one. Barbara Holland. Is that a character from Stranger Things or Normal Things?
Normal Things. Mm.
No, that is incorrect. That's Barb from the first season that was taken down by the pool when she went with Nancy. Hashtag Barb deserved better. So, you got the first one, but we are playing Stranger Things or Normal Things here on CCO. Okay. How about Scoops Ahoy? Scoops Ahoy. Is that a Stranger Things reference? Or is that Normal Things?
That sounds like Stranger Things.
That would be correct. Yes, Scoops Ahoy is the ice cream shop that Steve and Robin work at. That ultimately, there's the Russian office or whatever you want to call it underneath. Okay, this should be an easy one. The flux capacitor.
That's Normal Things.
You are correct. Yes. I should have started with that one, Back to the Future.
Yeah.
We all know the flux capacitor.
Yeah. I've never even seen those movies, and I still know what it is.
You know what the flux capacitor
yes.
is. Okay. How about this? Eddie Munson.
I'm going Stranger Things.
You would be correct. Yes, Eddie Munson is, that is my daughter's favorite character. And by favorite, she despises Eddie. Like, I love the character. I love the character arc. She is so happy that that character is not going to be in the last few episodes. Okay. How about the phrase, friends don't lie?
Normal Things.
No, that is incorrect. That is what Elle tells Mike when they're trying to keep secrets from Elle to keep her safe. And she looks at Mike and she's like, friends,
got it.
Don't lie. Okay. How about Monster of the Week? This one's a little tougher. Monster of the Week.
I feel like this is another Monsters, Inc. reference. I'm going to go Normal Things.
It is Normal Things, but it is not Monsters, Inc. It actually comes from the X-Files.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's often abbreviated as MOW or MOTW, which is known as the myth arc. which was like the mythology of the series.
Yep.
It's kind of like, you know, those episodes carried the conspiracy storyline. Mm-hmm. So we've got that one. How about this? Surfer Boy Pizza.
Stranger Things.
That would be correct. Stranger Things, yes. They've actually got the pizzas out there that you can actually purchase. And you know what? They're actually,
I've seen that, yeah.
They're actually not that bad. Those pizzas are actually not that bad. They're actually pretty good, the cheese pizzas.
Some of this might also come into play in my favor because I work at Target. And if you've been to Target anytime in the last 6 months, they have in electronics, they have their own little specialized Stranger Things end cap.
And okay.
They've had it for a while.
So, yes. So, have you seen the Sam Beckett? Have you seen the Sam Beckett?
No.
Merchandise?
No.
Okay. You want to know why?
Because it's a normal thing.
Because it is a normal thing, yes. Yeah. Yeah. That was Scott Bakula's character in Quantum Leap. So you are correct.
Yeah.
So we're going back to the 80s. Going back to the 80s for that one. Okay. We are playing Stranger Things or Normal Things here on CCO. Let's go with the Star Court Mall. The Star Court Mall. Is that in Stranger Things or is that
Normal Things? I'm going to go Stranger Things.
You are correct. That is Stranger Things. Yes. Yes.
Doing pretty well for myself.
Yeah, I stopped keeping track because
it's fine.
I don't want to count.
No, I have nothing in front of me that Tubbs will vouch for me. I'm staring. I'm watching the Wolves and the hockey game on the screen as I'm trying to do this right now.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The Wolves are not playing hockey for the record.
Yeah.
The Wolves are playing basketball.
No, watching Bones Highland go off on the Knicks.
Yeah, and you are watching Dallas and Detroit as well.
Yes.
How about the phrase Avada Kedavra? Avada Kedavra.
That does not sound like a Stranger Things reference.
You are correct. That is the killing curse in Harry Potter. Mm. I was told by my wife and my daughter.
You're not a Harry Potter person.
I am not a Harry Potter person. No.
Wow. You're a sad, strange little man.
Well, yes, I am. But for reasons outside of, you know, not being a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the Hellfire Club? Is that a Stranger Things reference?
That is a Stranger Things reference.
Yes, it is. Correct. See, you started a little rocky,
yeah.
But you're like J.J. McCarthy.
But Hellfire Club, I feel like, is everywhere I look, especially at stores right now. So I definitely know that that is what it is.
Yeah. That is like a little Dungeons & Dragons sort of group that Eddie Munson actually was a part of. And he got other kids like a Dustin. He got them to go. So well done.
Yeah.
Well done. How about these last two?
Okay.
How about Daryl Dixon?
That is a Walking Dead reference.
You are correct. Walking Dead. See? You are like J.J. McCarthy.
And guess what? I've never seen The Walking Dead either.
You haven't.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
But you know these names because they're pop culture.
Yes.
Yes, you just got to open your eyes a little bit.
You have to open your eyes. All right, and finally, the Demogorgon. Stranger Things or not? Is that a normal thing?
Stranger Things.
Oh, you are correct. I was trying to get you with the nonverbals over here. I'm like, yeah, shaking my head, yeah. And then I want to go, no, you messed that up, but you got it right. Give yourself a round of applause. I think you ended up getting, out of the 16, I think you got...
Isn't Vecna a Demogorgon?
Yeah, Vecna's like the number one villain.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, he's... well done, man.
Yeah, I did pretty good.
You did pretty good.
I done good.
I thought I had you at the beginning mm-hmm. with the James P. Sullivan and then the Sam Beckett.
Yeah.
But no, you got your... Yeah, you got your Monsters, Inc., and you got your Quantum Leap. So, hey, congratulations, man. Well done.
I think our 3-6 host up there, by the way. Courtside.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, he's right there.
It wouldn't surprise me. Jason DeRush is sitting courtside at Target Center.
Yeah. I could be wrong. I'm looking for a bald head. Love you, Jason.
Well, not with the hair restoration clinic.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, he uses hair restoration clinic. It does him wonders. By the way, hair restoration clinic, great job. Hey, when we come back, oh, yeah, We got headlines with Josh Wheeler. That's next. Hit CCO.